Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi,
I have
DJ Brick Alexander here on the line. He's ready for a Roundup claim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you both have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I didn't.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
It's for me, myself.
Oh, and when were you diagnosed?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I can hear you.
Yes, when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
April 12th, 2020.
Okay. And do you by chance know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a diffuse B cell.
Okay. And you were diagnosed April 12th of 2020?
Yes.
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 24.
Oh, wow. And were you spraying the Roundup at home, or was this for work?
At home.
Home? Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
5538 West Potomac, that's POTOMAC Avenue.
And what city was this in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. And is this your current home address?
Yes.
Right. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
I started using it in December 9th, 2014. And I stopped using it around like March 8th, 2020. So about like 6 years.
About 6 years. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancers requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Right. And I have your first name spelled Djapri.
Yes.
Last name Alexander.
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
June 10th, 1996.
Thank you. And what is the last four digits of your social?
9504.
Right. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Well, I actually seen an ad on it about on Facebook, and I just did some research on it and just completed the online application.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when did you see that ad? Was it this year, last year? Was it recent?
Yeah, it was recent.
It was this year?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm about 5'6", 285.
Thank you. And is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. What is your primary email?
It's alexander.dejapri@gmail.com.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you were using the Roundup?
I'm sorry, let me think on it.
That's okay.
I've used it like twice a week. Sometimes once a week.
So about 8 times a month?
Yeah, about so.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
All right. And you said you started spraying around... It was December 9th, 2014, and then you stopped March 8th, 2020?
Yes.
Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then what states were you using the Roundup in?
Illinois.
And how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime? Would you say that's over 10, over 20, over 30?
I want to say over 10.
Over 10 throughout your whole lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
It was concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased it from? What stores?
Yes, the Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. Have you ever smoked?
I don't think so. No.
No. Are you currently employed?
No.
No. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, I actually did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How much time would you say you lost?
Well, I was around the time I was back and forth in the hospital, so I missed like a good couple of months of work.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No, ma'am. And to answer your question about the empty bottle, I actually do have empty bottles.
You do have empty bottles?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what is the name of that hospital where you were treated?
It's called Advocate Illinois Masonic Medical Center.
Is that the one on 836 West Wellington Avenue?
Yes.
And what is your physician's name?
Dr. Steven Sandler.
That was Steven Sanders?
Sandler, S-A-N-D-L-E-R.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
In the hospital for most of it, you know, I was started receiving shortness of breath, joint pain, a lot of fevers.
Mm-hmm. Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yes.
And when were you treated for the non-Hodgkin's?
May 2nd, 2020.
That was the first time or the last time?
That was the first time.
Okay. And when was the last time?
The last time was January 2021.
And as far as your treatment, was it chemo, radiation, surgery, or?
It was chemo.
Okay.
It was, chemo.
Chemo. And your current home address is the 5538. West Potomac? Okay. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide somebody?
No.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Is this you guys from the 907 number?
I'm sorry?
I think I received it. I got it.
Okay. It should be a DocuSign link.
Got it.
All right. Okay, I just received it. And then I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all. And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps, okay? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, ma'am. I didn't.
Okay. Well, then thank you so much for your time. I sent you my number in case you do think of anything else, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.